Blackstone Publishing presents Apollo by Charles Murray and Catherine Bly Cox. This book is read by Bob Sauer. For all the people who gave their best to Apollo, and for their families who did too. Forward to the 50th Anniversary Edition. Apollo's publication in 1989 was greeted with enthusiastic reviews and modest sales. But both reviews and sales were overshadowed for us by the book's reception among the people of Apollo. The reaction we heard most often from them was that the book captured what being part of it had been like, the esprit, exhilaration, and high-wire tension that set the Apollo decade apart from everything else in their lives. That's exactly what we had set out to do. Hearing people who were at the center of Apollo tell us that we had succeeded was deeply satisfying. Then, after a few years, Apollo began to take on a second life. We got letters from people who had nothing to do with the space program, but who had fallen in love with the stories our book told. A Chinese edition was published, and a limited leather-bound English version sold by subscription. People wrote us trying to locate copies of Apollo, which had become scarce and commanded exorbitant prices. In conference panels or magazine articles about the space program, Apollo kept popping up as the book that people had to read if they wanted to understand how we got to the moon. And so it has remained for the last quarter century. In 2004, we made the book available once again, first with a new paperback edition that sold out, and then with a Kindle edition in 2010 that has continued to attract new readers ever since. Now, with the approach of the 50th anniversary of the first moon landing, we decided it was a good time to reintroduce Apollo to a new generation. Most of our readers in 1989 had been adults or at least teenagers during the 1960s, and even those who had been children could remember the milieu. Apollo was set in a still familiar world. As of 2019, we have had to make some changes in the text lest our readers be perplexed. For example, we explained to our 1989 readers that the cathode ray tubes in Mission Control were the kind used in commercial television sets. In 2019, many readers have no memory of anything except flat screens. We wrote in 1989 that the computer capacity of the mainframes in the control center was smaller than that of some high-end 1989 desktop systems. As of 2019, smartphones have orders of magnitude more computing power than NASA's mainframes did in 1969. And who even knows what mainframe means anymore? But we have kept the changes to a minimum. Apollo was written when almost all of the major actors in the drama were still alive to speak with us, and
sample complete. Ready to continue?